Those counting heads for the 2010 census are charged with counting not just every legal resident, but also an estimated 10 million people who live in the U.S. illegally. And regardless of their status, each person counted funnels about $1,400 in federal funding to local communities. That's why states like Arizona, with large illegal populations, are making the effort to count everyone. Peter O'Dowd reports from member station KJZZ.
Uncle Sam shouldn't hold his breath waiting for this woman's census form.
A mí me da miedo, de mi parte.
The mother of two doesn't want the government, or you for that matter, knowing who she is or where she lives. So we agreed to use her first name only. 9 years ago, Orlando moved here from Mexico illegally, and at this Palm Sunday church breakfast, she feels safe. Orlando lives her life in fear of an immigration raid, and if a census taker comes to her door, she'll ignore him. People are very frightened about everything now, she says. No one trusts anyone.
What's at stake here is the future of her family.
Arturo Vargas heads the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials.
Making sure that her children have the kinds of quality schools that are needed so that her children get a quality education, that the community in which she lives thrives.
Vargas's group has launched a national campaign to convince people like Orlando to be counted. More than $400 billion of federal funding for schools, roads, and emergency services are distributed according to census numbers. And in the 2000 count, the Latino community believes its population was underrepresented by a million people.
We're roughly 15% of the total U.S. population. An undercount of the Latino population will mean a failed census.
Politically, there's even more at stake. The immigration reform group, America's Voice, estimates that more than half a dozen states may gain a seat in Congress with a strong Latino count. According to Bob Dane, that's not really fair.
They gain seats and money because of their illegal alien population.
Dane is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. He says the country suffers when undocumented residents have the clout to shape congressional districts.
It's insulting to the rule of law to confer domestic political power on persons illegally in the United States.
For census takers, that's not the point.
We are here to collect statistics.
Census manager Al Nieto runs the Bureau's Phoenix office.
The Constitution says everyone that lives in the United States will be counted. It doesn't say unless you're here legally. It says everyone.
Nieto has a difficult year ahead of him as he tries to count those who don't fill out the mail-in form. In his office, he points to a map covered in red that shows undercounted areas from the 2000 census.
My area here is all considered hard to count.
That's a big chunk of the city.
It's a huge chunk of the city.
Nieto says nothing in the form asks about citizenship, so it's worth participating, he argues, when millions of dollars are at stake for a single neighborhood. That's exactly why this illegal resident, named Daniela, will fill out the form.
Well, I'm not afraid like most of the people are.
Daniela has lived here for 14 years. Her teenage son, he's illegal too. Lately, she's seen his school lose funding. Community centers have closed.
I know. If I want all these resources, I have to fill out that form. I have to make my son count.
Daniela knows she's taking a risk, but it's worth it, she says. She can't vote and she can't speak up in the community, but she can be counted. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.